From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 9th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Emily Lay, Sunday. Scroll number 1 from 53, happy Sunday. It's been a week of back to school prep over here. Oh, and our air conditioner went out in August during a heat wave. That was fun. But we're all cooled off now. Backpacks are packed, supplies are labelled, and 10th and 6th grades start this week. Hope you are all staying cool while getting back into the swing of things yourselves. Enjoy your scroll. I felt very seen by this article, by what it costs us to stay too long. What happens when we avoid the conversation, the change, the discomfort of honouring ourselves. Next. Second, from Healthy Mum Club. Kid-approved lunches for school. I wanted to share a simple, healthier alternative to store-bought Uncrustables. I make a DIY version by filling a whole wheat tortilla with peanut butter, banana slices, and honey, then sealing it with a small amount of water. This combo is a hit with my toddler, and it's easy to customise with their favourite fillings. When it comes to incorporating seasonal fruits and veggies, I try to include at least one or two in every lunch. For example, in the summer, I might add sliced peaches or berries to a bento box. In the winter, I'll include carrots or apples. The key is to keep it fun and engaging, so my kid looks forward to eating their veggies. Here are two bento box-style lunches I packed for my toddler that are school-safe, kid-approved, and nutritious. The first one includes a turkey and cheese sandwich, sliced cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, and a small container of hummus. The second one features a veggie wrap with hummus, shredded carrots, and sliced bell peppers, along with a small container of grapes and a few crackers. The idea is to make lunchtime a positive experience for kids, so they're excited to eat and explore new flavours. By incorporating seasonal fruits and veggies, you can keep things interesting and ensure your kid is getting the nutrients they need. Up next. Third, from Brian and Em, a family-friendly itinerary for 72 hours in San Francisco. We recently made a quick getaway to San Francisco, a place I used to visit on weekends as a teenager growing up in Sacramento. The city always felt so massive and intimidating back then, but I loved it. And being back as a parent made me fall in love with it in a whole new way. And I'm happy to report that all the rumours you've heard that it's rumbling in flames have been greatly overstated. It's a beautiful and vibrant place to visit with your family. Here's our full itinerary with the hits and the misses. And then, fourth, from Design Mom, on our way to Spain. Gabrielle and her family of 7, including 6 kids, are embarking on a trip to Valencia, Spain, to witness the total solar eclipse on Wednesday. They've been planning this trip for 2 years, and it's the second time most of them will see a solar eclipse. They're excited to experience the eclipse from the path of totality, which they found to be a life-changing experience in 2017. This time, they'll be viewing the eclipse from the seaside beach in Valencia, where the moon will block out the sun at 7:30 p.m., and the total eclipse will last for 1 minute. The family has a basic itinerary planned, but they're open to suggestions for exploring the city of Valencia. Next, fifth, from Family Troubles. Is estrangement unfair? Estrangement can be a complex issue, and while it's true that some relationships are irreparable, many others could be salvaged with time, patience, and improved communication. However, the person who ends the relationship often has the power to define the narrative, which can be unfair to the other party. A person may apologise, take responsibility, and grow, but still not be given another chance. This lack of forgiveness or redemption can have far-reaching consequences, affecting not just the individuals involved, but also extended family members and social connections. Grandparents may lose contact with their grandchildren, siblings may lose touch with their nieces and nephews, and holidays become sources of anxiety rather than joy. The problem is that repair requires two people, and even if one person makes significant efforts to change and grow, the other may still choose not to reconcile. This distinction between deserving responsibility for mistakes and deserving every consequence that follows is crucial. It's essential to recognise that insisting on fairness can be a common mistake when trying to work toward reconciliation or acceptance. In fact, growth, accountability, and apologies are not always enough to restore a relationship. The person who ends the relationship may still have the power to decide whether to forgive or not. This can be a painful and profoundly unfair reality for those who are estranged. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.